Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. Happy New Year. It's the 3rd of January 2015, and I have with me here the lovely JM2N.
Only one lovely today.
Yeah, just one lovely, in case you think I can't remember your name.
In case it goes to my head and all that.
Oh no, it goes to your head. No, you definitely need to have some more affirmation that you to confirm to yourself that you're lovely. Because
right.
I don't think you quite believe it, do you?
No.
See?
Okay.
Well, I hope that people will take the opportunity to reinforce that message.
Yeah, I'm going to believe it now, and I know you're telling everyone to. Yeah.
Mm. What if they don't? Mm-hmm. Then you'll take the absence of people affirming this.
Yeah, it's going to start again.
As confirmation that... No, it's fine. So... I was listening to Abu this morning on LBC, the London radio station chat thing, and so apparently there was some dog somewhere, I don't know where, but maybe it was in London somewhere, but there's this dog realised a day before his owner was going to return, that he was going to return, and therefore started lying in front of the door, waiting for the dog, waiting for the owner to return.
Right.
And somehow this dog knew 24 hours beforehand that his owner was returning. And they were talking about how this is evidence of all animals are telepathic.
Really?
But all animals are telepathic, and that they have a connection with their owners, mm-hmm. and they can read the thoughts of their owners from vast distances. Hundreds of miles away, that the owner is starting to journey home, and therefore, even though they're going to take flights and it's going to take a whole day for the owner to get back home, the animal already knows, he already picks up the telepathic waves from its owner, and it doesn't know how long it's going to take the owner to get home, it just knows that the owner's coming home now because it's picked up the thought from the owner, and therefore the dog just then waits lying in front of the door.
So it's nothing to do with the fact that everybody else in the household's starting to make arrangements for this person coming back.
Well, and the dog notices that something's afoot.
That was my hopes
that it's the owner coming
That's
back.
That's exactly my thought.
Right.
So how do we know the dog was waiting in front of the door 24 hours before the owner returned? Because somebody else was there, another human being, was there to tell the story.
Left the dog
so how do we know that human being didn't pass on the message to the dog via their body language? It's much more likely that the dog can pick up body language from the people around him or her, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what I would think.
Not that it's telepathy.
No.
Yeah, cool. I'm glad we agree so strongly on this.
Well, I don't know. I have heard things where people say, dogs pick up things about their owners, and you know they stay with their owners,
and
when
they,
the owners are ill, I don't know. There is something. So I don't know whether they have very sensitive noses. So I don't know. I don't think that's been properly researched yet. What they can detect, but
pull your finger out, dog researchers.
But yeah, I'm sure I've heard stuff about that. The dog is really connected to its owner, and there's certain things they can detect that normal human beings wouldn't pick up on.
Hmm.
So I don't know, and I'm sure a dog and its owner would be very much in tune with each other.
Hmm.
And you know, if the dog is pining for its owner, then it's probably hoping that any kind of preparations, commotion, whatever. We don't know what else was going on then. But the dog would think, ooh, okay, hopefully that's my owner coming
back. Yeah, something's happening.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, exactly, something's happening. And they wouldn't think, ooh, it's because these people have won the lottery or the stock market's crashed. They'd think, no, my owner's coming back.
Yeah.
That would be my explanation anyway.
Yeah. Good. Well, I'm glad we agree.
Is that satisfactory?
Very satisfactory.
Good.
You lovely, lovely gentleman. Toodle-boo.
Bye.